How many of you love the ocean? How many of you want me to be quiet and just keep playing that? There's something about the rhythm. There's something about the, when you're there, the overpowering sound that makes everything else disappear. You can't really hear. What? No, you can't really hear. Love it. There's something about the warm sun. With sunscreen. Amen. There's something about the vastness that makes you feel like, yeah, there is something bigger than me out there. Like you feel like, oh, I can't go on the beach at night. No. Mm-mm. How many of you can walk on the beach in the dark? Some people love it. Freaks me out. Can't do it. Never mind. I'm not going to tell you why. Actually, I am. Myrtle Beach in high school, there was a body that washed up at night. Yeah, so can't do it. Can't see it. Not going to be there. Because there's something powerful about those waves, that depth, that constant movement. And yet there's something that just kind of sweeps you into this like lullaby, like you can go there and feel like your life is being restored just by sitting there listening to water crash on the shore. How many of you like to go to the beach? How many of you would like to live there? Okay, you can turn it off, Troy. Thank you. I don't know. This could change, so just bear with me, Troy, but I'm going to not take too long today because we've kind of had a lot going on. The Lord's just said so much this morning already. And I wanted to play that just because I feel like when we hear the ocean or, you know, even going into the woods, you know, my dad loves to go into the woods and he falls asleep when he's hunting, but he goes into the woods. I know you can hear me. They're on the camera back there. But he loves the peace of the woods. How many of you can think of a place where you go and you feel completely at rest? Like a physical place you go that you can feel completely at rest. Lane, where is it? The woods? Or the mountains? We used to be mountain people. And then I took him to the beach because he was like, I love the mountains. I don't like going to the beach. And then we went to Southport, North Carolina, and now he wants to move there when we retire someday. Probably not. I know. I'm joking. It's all jokes. But we find these places to rest. Why? We leave where we are. We have to get away. How many of you have said that? I just need to get away. I just need to get out of here. I just need a break. I just need life to stop. I just need. And it is super healthy. I'm not in any way saying vacation isn't healthy and you shouldn't. I absolutely 100% believe in taking time to rest, to recoup, to go be with your family. But how many of you know that when you go on vacation, everything that you left kind of follows you mentally? You don't leave it behind. Or when you get back, you get whammoed with it. And you're like, well, that all went out the window, didn't it? What the Lord is teaching me currently is that feeling that I get when I go away. That feeling that I get when I take a vacation, when I take a rest, he wants me to have 24/7. He wants me to operate out of a place of rest 24/7. And I'm not talking about like laying back in your lounge chair watching TV, football, or whatever. It's an inner place of rest. And last week I talked about the positions of breakthrough, and David's positions of breakthrough was surrender, honesty, desperation, and remembering. And at the end of the message, if you remember what I said at the very end, I said, God doesn't want us to strive for breakthrough. He doesn't want us to push for breakthrough. He wants us to rest into breakthrough. And if you remember in Psalms 37, David said, pull me into victory and into breakthrough. In verse 24, he said, ooh, I don't have it right there. There it is. Cheer up. Take courage, all of you who love him. Wait for him to break through for you, all who trust in him. Who breaks through for you? Do you have to strive for it? Do you have to push for it? This week's been crazy busy for us. I'm gonna keep it real, okay? Keep it real. Monday, we went to Cleveland Clinic to visit Jessica. Tuesday, the girls had school. Wednesday, Travis and I got super sick all of the sudden. Thursday, we're like, praise God, we're alive. Friday, we left for Columbus to lead worship. Saturday, we led worship all day. Today, we're here. And I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to start spazzing and twitching, and I don't have time for everything, and I can't get it all done. Anybody? Life comes at you, and you're like, brace yourself, Effie. Just hold on. This week's going to be a... We're going to go through. We can make it. Push through. Strive. Move. You know, anybody else go there? Oh, man. Open your Bibles with me to Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I have a lot of notes, but only two pages, so that's really not much for me. And I don't think I'm going to go through it. I just want to read this passage to you. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. For all that I require of you will be what? Pleasant and easy to bear. There are two ways we can bring this into our lives. One is that we are not under the law anymore. And so the yoke of the law, the heaviness of the law does not matter to us. The law being we have to do this and that, and we have to obey, and we have to be good, and we have to be perfect, and we have to strive, and we have to do, and we have to be. We're not under that. Jesus' yoke, his burden is easy and light. My Uncle Mark, he always reminds me that if you're feeling something heavy, Jesus isn't putting it on you. In the Greek, it means it's as light as a feather. His ways are as light as a feather, meaning there's no weight to them at all. He's not saying, carry this. Here, you put this on your shoulders and carry that. Here, you make sure you have a word for them on Sunday morning. I'm piling it on you. You better have this down. You better do this at work, and you better, you know, that's not Jesus. That's not his way. I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. I'm your oasis. So I didn't want to preach a word last week about breakthrough and you feel like you have to force something to happen. What we have to do is position ourselves. And we've seen breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough this week. Have any of us made it happen? Can we, in our own strength, stay sober? Can we, in our own strength, stay sane? Can we, in our own strength, be good parents, be a good wife, be a good husband? Can we, strive to make all of this happen and have the best life and have the house and have the cars and have the... Is that Jesus? Is that his way? The opposite of rest is striving. The opposite of rest is performance. The opposite of rest is anxiety. The opposite of rest is I have to. The opposite of rest is heaviness. The opposite of rest is exhaustion. Jesus didn't die for his redeemed to be exhausted. That's a really hard one for me. Because you still feel physically exhausted. I'm not telling you, you're not going to feel tired. And you're not going to go through hard things, and you're not going to feel pain, and you're not going to go through suffering. Paul said, it's coming. Be ready. But he said, be ready in a place of rest. Because God's got this. That's not a cute thing to say. It's true. It's reality. Jesus didn't die for his redeemed to work for their salvation. Jesus died for our freedom, our peace, our rest, our comfort, our joy, our strength, our direction, our purpose, our ease. And if we're living outside of that, everything I just said, then we're not living in the fullness of what Jesus died for. And we're saying, I'm sorry, what you did up there wasn't enough for me. I got to carry this myself because that wasn't enough. You getting beaten and torn apart and nailed to that cross wasn't enough for me to trust you. I'm sorry. Wasn't enough for my healing. I'm sorry. I can't believe that. And Jesus is gentle, and he comes alongside us and reminds us, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Leslie, yes, I am. I am enough for you. I did it all. Not part of it. I did it all. Jesus died so that you can eternally rest in him. And your eternity starts right now. Eternity doesn't start when we get to heaven. Rest doesn't start when we get to heaven. It starts right now. Not when we die. Then we'll finally be at peace. Dear God, help us all. Who wants to live a life like that? Jesus didn't die for us to just survive and to make it and just to bear with and just to, he died for us to thrive. He died for us to grow. He died for us to be at peace. He died for us to be in a diligent place with him. And if you look at that passage of scripture and you look at verse 29, it's simple. How do I do that, Leslie? Well, I'm working on it too. How do I do that, Jesus? And he says it to us. He says, Leslie, you will find refreshment and rest in me. Verse 29, simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways. And you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You'll find refreshment in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. What do we have to do? Do we have to do all the right things, say all the right things, make up for all of our past mistakes, fix it all, become better before he can come, make ourselves perfect? Before he will do something? Do we have to get that promotion? And do we have to pray 3 times, fast 7 days, and then jump up and down 6 times for him to answer our prayer? That's not who my Father is. That's not what Jesus died for. He died for us to be in a place of rest in him. But I love this. It's simple. It says simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. All we have to do is join our life with his life. All we have to do is say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, take me to that place of rest. Jesus, help me. He's telling you this morning that if you have something heavy on you, it's not from him. He didn't put it on you. And he wants us to take a deep breath in his spirit and say, okay, Jesus, unite my heart with your heart. You are enough for me. I can't do this for you. You have to do this for you. Your mom, your dad, your grandparents, no one can do this for you. You have to say, okay, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of trying to be the best. I'm tired of keeping everything together. I'm tired. I'm trying to make it happen myself. I'm tired of trying. And when you get honest, when you position yourself in a place of breakthrough, when you get honest with Jesus, he has no other option than to flood you with his love. He has no other option than to do everything you need. And when you do what he has put in your heart to do, and when you trust him with everything in your life, it becomes easy. It becomes light. I can get up here this morning and there's no stress because Jesus has got this message and I didn't have to make it happen. When I was writing this message on the way to Columbus this weekend, I had so much peace. He said, you're going to write a message about rest and then you're going to live it out. I don't want you to get stressed about this. I don't want you to panic. I don't want you to try and figure it out. I want you to trust me. I want you to hear me. It's so internal. He becomes one with us. And he is one with the Father. We say that same power that raised Christ from the dead lives alive. He's alive in me. And when he's alive in me, I can take a deep breath and I can say, yes, I got this. Because Jesus has got me. Yes, I can take this test without throwing up. He's got me. Yes, I can go to work and I can face the person that has been lying about me behind my back and I can love them anyways. He's got me. Yes, I can get up today and even though I feel physical pain in my body, I know he's got me. Yes, I can mother my children. I can father my children. Even though the father I had wasn't the father that he should have been, I can be who God has designed me to be. He can make right in my heart what I never had. He can take the things that have been just shattered inside of me, and I don't have to stay there anymore. I can be healed, and I can rest. There's nothing wrong with me. Because when Jesus comes in, wholeness, peace, the Greek for peace is wholeness. He comes in with a peace like a flood, and he makes everything that has been done wrong, right, and everything that the enemy meant for your pain and your suffering and your destruction, because the enemy hates you and he doesn't want you to live. Everything he meant. What does God do? It's like he tried. He turns it around for glory. So this is what I want to challenge us to do. And this is what I've been doing for the last couple of years, actually. Because, hi, my name is Leslie. I am a recovering perfectionist, people pleaser, failure, striver. That may not seem like a big deal with what you've got on your plate, but for me, it's controlled my life. And it causes you to do things and work so hard and push so hard and not live in the freedom, in the glory, in the excellence of who he made me to be, it stops me from being the full creation of Leslie that he made me to be when I try and strive and when I try and put myself into this perfect bubble thing that I think I should be. When I take that and say, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to operate in rest. Who I am is enough because you are enough in me. Oh, who you are is enough because he is enough in you. There is more to this life than just getting through it. Jesus has more for you. He has more miracles for you. He has more breakthroughs for you. He has more things for you than to just survive. And when we as believers take our rest in him and we look to eternity and say, I've got, wow, my resources are endless. And we join our hearts with his, something happens. I would not be standing up here right now without having probably gone to the bathroom 6 times and I'm too much information. Okay. But he empowers us to do things that we can't do in our own strength. In our weakness, he makes us stronger. We need him. We can't do it without him. We have to join ourselves to him intimately every single day, not just on Sunday mornings, not just when we feel like it, especially when we don't feel like it, especially when we don't have it. He loves it. He says, this is not for your shame that you're coming to me because you need me. It's for your glory. Do it again. Do it again. Come on, daughter. Do it again. Ask me for help again. I want to help you. I want to give you everything you need. I have you. Do it again. Jesus, I'm tired. Do it again. I got you. I got you, girl. Come on. We're going to do this. Honesty with him. Whew. I'm done. He is not upset with you if you have not been in a place of rest. He is not upset with you if you've not been in this place. He's like, yeah, girl. Yeah, boy, let's go. Take my hand. Learn the rhythms of my grace. Think about that. I am your oasis. Right? The ocean waves. I am your rest. I am your breakthrough. I am your victory. I am your freedom. So I pray in Jesus' name right now from heaven, Jesus is imparting his rest on you. Right now. Right now. You are his sons and his daughters, and he has rest for you right now. And in that rest, you will find everything you need. When you go to work tomorrow, you'll go to work in rest. When you take care of your failing parents, you'll take care of them in rest. When you help your little children up from the 100th fall or the loudest noises that they've been making for the last hour, he will give you rest. When you're stuck in that same room with that coworker that drives you mad, he will give you rest. When you're driving down the road and everything seems to be coming at you, he will give you rest. when there's that temptation that is staring you in the face and saying, do it again, do it again, do it again. You unite yourself and you say, no, Jesus, give me rest. Give me rest. In that rest, there is freedom. Right now, from heaven, rest, rest, rest. Father, we thank you for so much, for everything, and so much that you have done and said this morning. So many miracles, so many victories, so many vulnerable places that you're touching this morning. Father, we thank you for being a kind Father. We thank you for being gentle with us. We thank you for drawing us to your heart, drawing us with such a love that is unimaginable, unexplainable, your love for us, that you gave Jesus, your Son, to bring us into this complete place, this place of rest now, not when we get to heaven, but right now, heaven touching earth in our lives every single day. This is real. You are real. You are legit. Everything you say is true. And we declare that in our spirits. We declare that in our hearts this morning. We stand in faith. We walk in victory. You are pulling us. You are bringing us. We wait for you to move. But at the same time, Father God, as we diligently seek after you, you come every single time. You come every single time. You are so good. You are so good, God. Bless every soul as they move and be and have their being in you this week. We pray for victory. We pray for salvations. We pray for healings. We pray for believers to walk in the rest that they have been ordained and called in, and to just move when you say move, and to be still when you say be still. And we take confidence. Our confidence is in you and you alone. Our freedom is in you and you alone. Our grace comes from you and you alone. Anoint every person in this room this week for breakthrough. In Jesus' name I pray. For rest.